Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Holly Simpson. I am an AJI epidemiologist with the New Mexico Department of Health. I'm quickly going to discuss New Mexico's first confirmed case of CP-CRE, discuss the challenges that occurred while investigating these cases, as well as briefly touch on areas that needed mitigation. A 52-year-old male, patient A, with a history of type 2 diabetes, stroke, developmental delay, recent brain tumor surgery, and a J-tube and indwelling catheter, was admitted on October 1st to a long-term acute care hospital. On October 2nd and October 4th, patient A had negative urine cultures. It wasn't until November 24th that patient A spiked a fever, and that day blood and urine cultures were collected. The results from the urine culture came back positive for Enterobacter cloacae carbapenemase-producing KPC isolate. The report stated that the CRE was susceptible to meropenem, but the report failed to mention it was resistant to ertapenem and was MHT positive. NMDOH was notified of these results via ELR. The next day, the Department of Health notified the LTAC IP, who was unfortunately unaware of the results. We recommended that the IP initiates the CRE bundle, however, some aspects of this bundle were not implemented immediately. The same day, the New Mexico Department of Health had a conference call with the CDC to discuss the possibility of this CRE actually being a CP-CRE and request further testing of this isolate. At that time, New Mexico Department of Health was advised that Enterobacter was not usually CP-CRE and only 6% of CP-CRE are Enterobacter. In addition, MHT is not a very reliable test for Enterobacter and that the isolate was susceptible to meropenem, which suggests it is not CP-CRE, but they were willing to do further testing anyway. Unfortunately, it took 8 days to have roommates of patient A be screened. The roommate will now be known as patient B. The next day, patient B was discharged to a skilled nursing facility. Unfortunately, there was no communication to the skilled nursing facility that this patient was being screened for CRE. In addition, since this patient was out of sight, it was out of mind, and there was no follow-up in regards to this lab screening. 2 weeks later, patient B developed pneumonia and was admitted to an acute care hospital. Since the LTAC was never informed that this patient was potentially exposed to CRE, the skilled nursing facility was unable to inform the acute care hospital. The next day, patient B respiratory cultures came back positive for Enterobacter cloacae carbapenemase-producing KPC. A few days later, we received results back from the CDC. Patient A isolate was confirmed to be KPC positive. New Mexico became part of the 6%. Trying to follow up on the screening results from patient B, New Mexico Department of Health discovered that patient B's screening was never tested. The isolate sat on a bench somewhere due to incomplete paperwork. The lab was blaming the LTAC for not following up on the paperwork, and the IP stated they were never contacted notifying them of this mistake. 2 days later, the New Mexico Department of Health had a conference call with the CDC, the local reference laboratory, the long-term acute care hospital, the skilled nursing facility, and the acute care hospital. We decided to conduct a point prevalence screening on the ward where patient A was hospitalized in the LTAC. In addition, NMDOH would try to screen all the roommates of patient A and patient B in all the affected healthcare facilities. After reviewing the records, it was determined that patient A and patient B had potentially exposed 10 individuals. Unfortunately, from the viewpoint of patient tracking, most of those patients were discharged home. It took several weeks to A, attempt to track down all the patients, and then B, convince them to get screened for CRE. Most people were okay with it up until the point you mentioned rectal screening. Overall, we were able to test 8 of the 10 roommates, and thankfully all were negative. However, I would like to briefly toss out this teaser here that there was possibly an outbreak related to this. Approximately 6 to 8 weeks later, there was a cluster of cases, and due to several political reasons, we were never able to get those isolates to our state lab for further testing. So some of the challenges we faced was communications between the facility to the laboratory and laboratory to the facility, as well as between healthcare facilities. There was also a delay in confirmation, and since our lab did not have the capacity to conduct CRE testing, we had to send the samples off to the CDC. In addition, our lab couldn't screen for CRE, so we were forced to rely on the local reference laboratory, and some of our healthcare facilities didn't have pre-established relationships. So, thank you.